speed! How does it feel to be a winner, descended from heaven? Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Radio Reps. I'm your host, Archangel UK. Joining me on the, you can't really call them decks because there aren't any. Joining me on the mouse.
You have a pillow.
Keyboard. Yeah. You get your fancy pillow up and pretend that we're doing Radio Redux on that.
Digital.
Electric what?
A digital Dex.
A digital Dex.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, I'm joined by Echo Hawk. Say additional words, Echo.
Additional words, hello. Or as I'm saying, hero in the chat rooms, just to like say hello.
Yeah. You've been listening to, among other things, Sons of Angels with Star Spangled Banner. Followed up with, well. Technically, Sons of Angels again with Sons of Angels.
More
from Daytona, USA.
40 for the win.
Sons of Angels were before Crush 40, and then had to change their name due to legal reasons. It became Crush 40.
See, I don't know these things.
That's why you have me. I'm the pretty one.
You're the pretty one. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's time to celebrate! Good times! Woohoo! And all that jazz. Because, four score and a number of years ago, America was founded. And then the dawn of reason was over. But, it's 4th of July. 2010, which apart from being obviously Independence Day in the US, happy Independence Day.
Yes.
As my colleague Kelly said on Twitter earlier, make sure you eat a hot dog and set something on fire today, otherwise you don't love the country, damn it. Lots of people say have a hot dog. Is that the same as do a barrel roll? Have a hot dog!
It's
going to be in the new Star Fox on 3DS. Have a hot dog! The massive hot dog comes out of the screen, pokes you in the eye, and then you have to do some sort of, you know, depth perception test. Makes sense to me. But yeah, actually, we're going to have hot dogs later, aren't we?
Yep, we're going to try.
We're going to try to have some hot dogs. Or the Frankfurt sausages and bread and heat, and then mustard, ketchup, and maybe some onion, I think. It's all good. But that's all pales in comparison.
What?
I don't care about American independence.
Why
it's irrelevant to me. It's not my country.
Of course.
Although I suppose technically it was my country. We didn't borrow it. We borrowed it for a bit.
I don't know.
Was that why we lost it? We were going to take it back, sale and return, and we forgot the receipt.
I don't know. I really don't.
Did we swap it for a nice pair of lampshades?
Possibly.
I think we had a good trade, actually, isn't that good?
Shut it.
But see, it's all pales in comparison because something much more important is to be celebrated today. Because it is Sonic Rex's 6th birthday. Yay! Etc. Party streamer. Woo. Blake Drake says it was on loan. Presumably from the Indians. Anyway, doesn't really matter. It says it's Sonic Rex's 6th birthday today. We're still here. You others are.
Mm-hmm.
We're certainly the only third generation sites about, I think. what could be classed as third generation. We're the only one that's still updating, so we win.
You win.
We win. Screw you, rest of the third generation. We win. We're number three, for goodness sake. We're
number three.
So we're number three in terms of select sites.
Really?
Like Rex, yeah.
What's the second?
Stadium.
What's the first?
Retro. Oh.
What's the fourth?
The fourth? That's actually quite... That's debatable, actually, as to who is the fourth.
Ooh, it's on.
It's on. Depends. There's so many sort of... We were semi-active now. It would be difficult to describe. It's one of the non-English speaking ones, certainly. Probably Eversonic, actually. Eversonic or Planet Sonic, I think. One of those two. I'm sure people in the chat will completely disagree with Rex's position, but I don't care. I say so. Speaking of the chat rooms, we should probably go down there and
say hello.
Say hello.
Yeah,
there's a chat room
stage.
At the bottom of the garden,
and
its name is Sega Sonic Radio.
Yes.
We have...
Golly. I know nobody else plays horse like I do with a W, but...
Why people say Happy Birthday Sonic Retro?
Fail! Uber
Good
fail.
Good grief.
Good lord, you people are very silly in the head.
So we have Wide, Earthart, Turbo, Trigon, Trips, who is both a dolphin and an emu.
Sweet.
I know what it means. I'm saying, Trips, who is a dolphin emu, which, frankly, is... how on earth did that work? Let's not even think about it. Tricky, the Molotron, still living in the 80s. Tallguy91, T-Bird, who's apparently still an SSR. Oh, no, he isn't. Where have you got that beard and hat from, Echo?
What?
You seem to have got a beard and a hat.
Well, if I got the beard, that's a different problem.
Spin, Sonic Mark, Sonic AD, Shades, ShowFox04, who is listening but busy. That's okay, we're not listening, and... we're busy. SB? Is that Spinball? That Spinball Wizard, maybe? I don't know. Ringtail Fox, Resident SD, Namain, Miss McCookies, Miles Proud, Logocast, Johnny. Joe Forever, Hypersonic, Jevilsoft, Fast Feet, Farmer? Are you a farmer? Oi.
No, it's a pirate?
Jazz.
What?
I be farming for pirates.
Deceptive.
Seal this tracker down the, down the northern field. Yar. Arr, Jim lad. And we got Echo Hawk.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Do you
I remember that one. I remember them from somewhere. Do you know who?
Maybe from the States or something.
Yeah, from the States. But there's an Echo Kestrel.
There is an Echo Kestrel.
DX! Who's presumably the director's cut of himself. D'Artagnan, Spondy, Anigo Venato, in square brackets, to surpass everyone deliberately and get to the top of the list. I thought I got rid of all these flaming Rix Factor songs for the background. Although it is T-Bird singing.
Lol, T-Bird.
So I'm just going to leave it going. MK Blitz, MK, who's presumably not a relative of DX and SB. Blitz, Chris, and Chambot. Hey. Resident SD asks, I'm glad it's not just me who sounds like a pirate when trying to do a West Country accent.
You
don't want to be doing that. Oh no, let's go through the Radio Sega chat. Ah, there'd be Sonic Mark. He'd be not drunk for once. There'd be Rad. Josh, who's a proud American. He's a proud American. There's Johnny and Ink and Gerbil Bay. That fast fit, he is fast. He's over on the other one as well. Empires, Echo Hawk, who's American for a day. Now.
I guess. That's what it seems like sometimes in that country. You have no idea, but you don't really acknowledge your own country except for on certain days of the year. So. In America. Yeah, that's right,
Spin. Then we got Dot Onion, Cobra the Best. Bro Crusher, still waiting for Sys Beta or Sys Smasher. It was Blue Blur 95, who's not playing WoW.
Hell, you don't know that.
Blitz Chris, again, Spondy again, I think I'm going to again. Resident SD and Trigon. I think that's a lot. Yes, it's I could have sworn I got rid of all these earlier. Honest to goodness. Although it is funny just to hear it. I might just go back. I might just let you listen to the last bit, actually. I am the Eggman. That's what I am. I am the Eggman. Oh crikey, they just want to just... Ah, my goodness. Alright. I'm just trying to get rid of everything now, because this is ridiculous.
All the singing!
Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of them all.
You're so thoughtful.
No, it's they just won't go away, and it's annoying.
Oh, doll.
Remove from all! Go away!
I know everybody wants me to sing, but I just get this anxious feeling that makes, like, you know, snails, if you touch them or something, they just shrivel right in their little shells.
Yeah, there we go.
That's kind of the only response I've got to that.
Yeah, alright. Hopefully they won't bother us again now.
Yeah.
Sod off!
Nice.
Sod off.
Nice. It's always Seriously, Rex Factor. Sod Every off. Day is Rex Factor.
Every day is a holiday for the Rex Factor crew. I thought it was my pirate needs more work. Well, your non-pirate needs more work.
What?
So, there.
Yeah, you made a convincing argument there.
Blue Blood disappoints me greatly by saying that they are playing World of Warcraft.
So what? They're lucky. Their account isn't out. They're not moving. They don't have to have problems. Not like some of us.
T-Bus is again. We've just had one show, just T-Bird singing all the way through. Perhaps we could have a musical version.
Honestly, if I heard him talking and I heard him singing, I don't think... It's very different.
It was... Well, for a start, that was several years back now.
I know.
And an awful...
A couple of years doesn't make or break your voice, though.
A couple of years worth of fags will probably change it considerably.
Oh, nice. I didn't think T-Bird smoked.
He does smoke.
He does.
Oh, he does.
He does. He done it. What now?
Can you? Zebra says, "Can you believe I didn't win the Rex Factor?" Well, you did win the Rex Factor.
I don't remember
anything. What's he talking about? Hang on. So now I've got to check this up. This is all his fault.
He's distracting.
Grumble, grumble, grumble. I know.
Elric. I have a horse named Elric.
You have a horse named Elric.
I don't know. That's an awesome name. Too bad I don't care.
Yeah, Tiba didn't win. Came second.
I figured he would be up there.
Came second.
He'd be in the ranks.
I don't know, some incredibly cool guy.
It wasn't me. I never win anything. The first time I came in second to you. That's just how much I suck, okay? That's just how bad it is. I don't compete because I lost in the very first year. I've been shocked ever since. And otherwise, I've had shots to the face. So. God, I remember that year, too. I'm like, I can't sing because I got dentist work. And my face is all puffed up like a banana. It's fun. What are you doing?
I like how Rhodey Sagra now, because Blue Blur is a lady, like, oh my god, there's a woman.
Which makes
you wonder, because hello, what gender do you think Echo is?
I'm somewhere in the middle, really. You can't tell these days.
What?
I think I just disturbed him. Oh, yeah. What, women exist on the internet? Women play WoW? Jesus.
Oh, women have computers now?
Women can get outside of the kitchen now? No, wait, that's too mean. I'm sorry, too many women kitchen jokes. It's okay.
Your guess is as good as mine at this point in time. Anyway.
No, there's a lot of bad women in the
whatever. Whatever. But yeah, 6 years of Sonic Max.
Dear God.
We've successfully pushed the boundaries of...
It's a matchmaking
something.
Thing.
What, Sonic Max?
Yep. I mean, honestly, have you seen...
Have you gone to Match.com recently? Forget that. Go to Sonic Max and go to Eon.
Did you stretch that table on your own site?
I probably did.
Shame on you.
I probably did, because I've been having issues with this image.
You did good,
I read
though. I like the art. It's pretty nifty. Oh, you got the new... Oh, shoot. You've got the new...
The new line art
up.
Yeah. I'll use the new line art, Echo, indeed.
Everybody needs to go have a peek at Sonic Rex right the frick now.
Not right this minute, because I just updated that page.
Oh, did you? Well,
not right that minute.
Hold on, I want to see if you changed it. Yeah, you did. Good boy.
There you go.
You fixed it. Stop stretching the tables.
I'm sorry.
You should center it, though. Wrap the text, because right now you got Happy 4th of July kind of strapped onto the back of it. Sorry. We're work in progress every day of our lives.
Every day of our lives. There we go.
You still referencing Kingdom of Loathing.
Yeah, 120 minutes. The Kingdom of Loathing podcast radio show is 120 minutes of Duke and Scully.
Oh, dear.
Hence it was... Hey, it was 2006, for God's sake. But yeah, we put up 512. So if you want to hear about the Rex Factor, and who won that, it wasn't T-Bird. But if you want to do that, it's up now for you to download. Although you'll miss this show, which is live, so, you know.
Yeah, save it for later.
Save it for later, really. And show 109, or series 1, episode 9, it should be, I suppose. 120 minutes, not referencing Kingdom of Loathing. Only 8 left now, and then we got season 1 done. And then we're sort of back to normal.
Oh my gosh, we
start fitting in the guest shows a bit.
Ew.
But yeah, we're going to find out about the Rex Factor results. It was a cracking finale. Only 12 shows too late. But we managed to get a cracking finale. And old... Bentley Jones is there, doing his stuff. But what are you gonna do, eh? What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when something gets all over you?
Earthbot deletes all Earth songs from AUK's hard drive. That suggests to me that we should do some sort of Earthbot based musical break. Why are they saying you're? Why are they saying the Radio Sega chat room saying you're an it?
I'm an it? Well, that would be the between. That would be rather than she or he, which I think I have two deep.
Trust me, she is a she.
I didn't know we were debating this, but okay.
Trust me, you don't have breasts that big and not.
I'm sorry, but if you could miss these, you're probably gonna want to check your eyesight, and I do mean urgently.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I think we're breaking.
Enough of the marmaries.
Be nice.
Some news. Let's have some news. What's been going on this week in terms of the world of Sonic? Not much, really.
No, considering last week we had the birthday bash, now we're just kind of
I'm just trying to think what we did. Well, we announced Monday. We announced Monday that although Archie Comics wouldn't be there themselves, they were helping us out with an awesome thing for Summer Sonic. Because they're sweet and wonderful and kind of cute in a sort of nice way. In short, I managed to get in contact with, well, quite high up peeps at Archie, who loved Summer Sonic, loved the idea of Summer Sonic. And really wanted to get involved in it.
Yep.
In fact, they were thanking B and the team for even considering getting them involved, which was, yeah, that's pretty cool. But yeah, the from pretty much the top, and I've got to thank Ian Potto Flynn, or Flynn Potto, or that one that writes it, if you want to call him that, for actually helping me out getting in contact with people, so you can send him a vote of thanks. But Archie very kindly have been able to give us a vast array of comics, which are actually the free comic book day issues from this year, 2010, and also the 2008 issue.
Out. Yeah, you're
going to
be able to chance to get that back.
Yeah, which is very difficult to get, certainly over in Europe. I don't know what the situation's like in America.
Oh, T-Bird will just absolutely explode at the site.
T-Bird, I hope he doesn't explode on the site, because otherwise that means we're going to have to clear him up.
Well, that's somebody's job.
So. We'll shovel him into a bucket and then put the hat on top of it and then...
have a picture with T-Bird.
Have a picture of T-Bird's bucket. Where is hat? Where him?
Where him? Oh, yeah. That's...
Oh. There's a fire, quick! Yeah, but you, if you were to say for 10 Summer Slick, while stocks last, you'll have the ability, well, you'll gain for free a comic, Sonic the Hedgehog Archie comic book, which is pretty damn cool. It's kind of, it'd be random which one you get. If you're not happy with it, there's going to be plenty of people inside that place, so you'll be able to. So you have to worry about it, just find somebody who wants to swap. We've got a little thing that we'll want you guys to do, but we'll get to that on the day. I hope people who are going to attend are working on their cosplay bits.
Ooh, yes, quite.
Because I'm expecting awesomeness.
Oh, especially considering...
Awesomeness incarnate.
Let's...
Or in nylon and fur.
Wouldn't you say that we're stepping it up a bit from last year?
Does yeah, we're stepping up a bit from
so
last year.
If you guys step it up, we'll definitely rise.
Well,
to
I know Fran's attending, which immediately steps it up amazingly.
Well, we've also got
And the main.
Yes.
Is obviously coming
already
back.
Quite
Rouge
honorably.
From last year is coming back to defend her title.
Well, sort of, except it won't be Rouge this year.
Won't be Rouge this year.
It'll be a very it will be a very perplexing situation for certain teams.
Would that be a certainty?
It'd
be a certainty that it will be
confusing.
I personally expect him to start wailing at the ceiling. I don't understand anymore. Why I'm so confused?
What do I
Do I do something else? I don't know.
It's a complex system we've developed for little T.
But yeah, there's more stuff to be announced. Even the crew don't know this actually, but Tuesday I've got a meeting with somebody.
Somebody. Oh yeah, that's real.
About them possibly going to SummerSonic. So.
Who?
Yeah. Who knows? So yeah, that's gonna be good. First thing in the morning as well, which is bloody annoying. Yes, it's all crazy. Lots of people want to know when we're going to get tickets. When are we going to get tickets? Where are we going to get tickets? And that's just the staff. The tickets themselves are actually approved now. You have to go get approved by the big kahunas in Japan. They're ready, but we just got to get the T's and C's done. And then B-Man will work his magic. He stole Mickey Mouse's hat. And he's going to work his magic, and there's going to be which is a very technical word, and involves a screwdriver and sitting on it in an unfortunate way.
Is it a particularly large screwdriver?
I wouldn't say it was massive. Not as massive as any other tool implements, let's say.
And the similar.
But you should probably try and avoid its path.
If you have the opportunity, especially if it was thrown. I mean, really.
Because it could, application of it could result in, you know, getting some sort of firearm, perhaps a semi-automatic weapon,
awesome.
And tragic fatalities amongst singers of popular festive melodies. I managed to not say it at all. I'm quite impressed.
You're strange.
I'm strange. Yeah. People wondering what's going to happen with Vija, I think, and his
Well, you'll just
forfeit.
Have to wait and see.
You'll have to wait. You will have to wait and see.
Yes.
And so will he, because I've not told him what it's going
to
be.
Of course. I don't know. Have you decided whether you're going to tell him in advance? If it's particularly embarrassing,
I don't think he 100% realizes that, you know.
Oh, he can't believe he's done so poorly.
Oh no, he can believe he's done so poorly.
Well then what?
I don't think he's really thought through that I haven't actually followed up on it yet. Hence, it might happen at an event. What will it be?
Windows Live.
No, do a banana
smells
phone,
like
so.
Cereal at hotmail.com. I'm a little worried about this.
What?
I get a lot of odd little invites. And
that's junk.
Smells like cereal?
That's junk.
Are you sure?
Pretty damn positive, because I never heard that.
No, you never know. I'll block it if it's bad, but I have an invitation.
Earthart says, oh, he knows. He's scared shitless he's going to sing at SOS. Oh, what makes you think he's going to sing? Oh, no. He's not going to sing at SOS.
Oh, God.
I can promise you now, he's not going to sing at SOS.
What?
Nothing to do with... It's not Wonder Man. He's not going to sing at SummerSonic. When you get less than anyone else in history, what makes you think I would want you to sing again? I'm going to. Yep, that'll. You'll have to turn up at Summer of Sonic and find out what it is. But I can assure Vija, as he listens in to this, at a later date, that he will not be singing.
Okay.
At SOS.
Now nobody understands.
Nobody understands. Let's have a music break. And I'm going to remind Echo of what it is that he's going to be doing during the break, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So, let's have a music break. I don't know, what could we have? I'd like Volcano Valley Act 1, personally.
Well, you're the man now, huh?
So, I'm going to leave you with this. We'll be back very shortly. And, if you have another... If you actually would like to pick the song after this, I'll be taking requests in the chat room. So, drop me a PM. Or drop Echo a PM, rather. And we'll find out. See you. We'll be right back. I know you're going to dig this. Hey guys! Right, you just listened to Dr. Spin with Tetris, as well as Volcano Valley Act 1. We're back, and it's time to, quite overdue, I think, trip. Well, for about 8 minutes or so. For some questions and answers, in Q&A UK and Echo Hawk as well. Right. Someone's not updated the question.
Oh dear. Bad enough he's like claiming retirement.
Wouldn't it be terrible? Already. Wouldn't it be terrible if he was like in the next room?
I know. It's gonna be
we
so.
We could throw things.
We won't throw things. Don't be mean. Don't be silly.
We could throw him.
We could throw him. I could pick his butt up and cart him around.
You have picked his ass up.
Oh, I pick his ass up. He's a bloody stick, honestly. Mm.
That's fun. I'm sure we have a photo of that somewhere.
We do. In fact, we do.
Okay, Miss McCookies has a question. Miss McCookies does. What is the best way to kill zombies?
Head and spinal cord or something. Sever the nerves.
So you're saying sever the head from the body?
Well, that's a typically a pretty good gig.
The best way to kill zombies is actually to put them in a freezer for a while and then drop them into boiling water. They killed instantly and they'd feel no pain.
Humanely euthanize your zombie, spade and neuter.
That's lobster, not zombie. Offer them a timeshare and then rip them off of all their savings and drive them to such length of despair that they commit suicide.
Undead suicide.
Yeah.
There should be a band
called
that.
Or zombie suicide.
Zombie suicide.
There probably is. I'm sure T will pipe up and say, oh yes, they were a Belgian metal band from the 1970s.
He would.
We now all have our new song.
That's Brains. That's your Belgian...
Yeah. You do a freaking Belgian accent.
I don't freaking know any Belgian people, so I know they're waffles, that's about it.
Waffles!
I miss maple syrup and freaking waffles. Okay?
You miss maple syrup and waffles. There's nothing to stop you, but getting waffles and maple syrup. It's not like we don't have maple syrup in this country.
Do you?
Yes, of course we do. Fail.
Fail me now.
Yeah. In the break, incidentally, we told Erfart what it was that we're going to do. And his exact words are, "You, sir, deserve a Medal of Honor. You have a truly heartless soul."
And this coming from the heartless
This is coming
himself.
From Erfart.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, he's toast. Vija is toast.
The man
formerly known as Every time you see Vija from that point on, it will just be you look at him and this exact sound that will be in your head.
Oh dear.
Blakes isn't that cruelty to Blakeys?
No,
because there's only one Blakey, so that he gets.
It's an endangered species. Yeah. You can do whatever the hell you want with an endangered species.
Yeah.
Right?
For the most part.
I have a thoroughbred horse that jumps. Why?
You have a thoroughbred.
Why? It's a jumping horse. I don't know. I'm confused. I'm not saying they
couldn't. Am I confused? Yeah. Are you still on it? Because I know you are.
Yes, of course. I've got 70 plus horses to take care of, okay? It takes a while.
70 plus horses?
Yeah. Never owned more than one, so might as well. Shut up. Would you stop playing with buttons before I take buttons away or break button fingers?
Buttons are fun.
Button fingers, man.
Are you threatening me?
I will threaten your fingers.
You threaten my fingers?
Gophers, bros.
Etc. But yes, more questions we have. Einigel Venato says, would we see a better chance at the Eurovision if Bentley had represented us I think that's basically a song that he created. No, because they hate us. It's not a question of whether or not the song's any good. They wouldn't vote for us because we're the UK, so they're not going to vote for us. We're not going to win. Okay, can anyone pull up a more epic fail than Vija's entry from the 2010 Rex Factor? SMX could if he tried.
Well, if he was in the All-Star.
On the basis of previous, perhaps Diogo could as well.
Don't be so cruel.
The great thing about Vija's one is that more people remember that now than any other song, so it's not really a fail. Failed in the marks.
That That doesn't mean it didn't fail with the fans.
Oh, man. I swear, Vegeta's probably more famous for that now than he is for about 4 or 5 years of Emerald Coast.
Poor thing. And now he's busy crying about it because it's being taken over.
Inigo Venato has a question for the chat room.
Oh my god, he always does every week. This is never a good thing.
This isn't a good move. Which is more likely situation that Sega would let happen? Sonic succumbing to Amy's love or Blaze having her own spin-off series in her dimension? Answer now! I said now.
I guess.
Now? Anyway? What we got? It's WoW is not evil. Just the people who make it.
Oh, they're not evil either. They're just good at making money, doing it the right way, rather than the people who do Farmville and then trick people to contribute how many millions of dollars in order to quote-unquote save Haiti?
Oh, yes.
You want to talk about people in the business who screw people over and give them false hope on contributing? At least when you play WoW, you know you're playing Blizzard, and you know every cent of it's going to Blizzard, and they're working their asses off to actually really... This is the biggest...
Farmville are the new Blizzard, aren't they?
No, Farmville are just the new Lowe's. They're just,
Well, let's get this right, because Activision Blizzard is the new EA.
Sort of.
So, Farmville is the new...
Farmville is Activision Blizzard. No, Activision Blizzard is itself, although they did make a heck of a lot of money with that horse, but I don't blame them.
They need to, for Kinect, do a Bejeweled. Bejeweled for Kinect.
That'll get Kinect to sell. Oh my god, that'd be insane, dude.
That would be insane, but it would be awesome. It'd be pretty easy to code.
We're not gonna have a Kinect unless Sega gets a Kinect and then ignores it after a few months.
Hardly. Well, I'm going to this Microsoft thing. Who knows? I might get a Kinect.
You might. That'd be awesome. If they don't suck, you hear that? Microsoft, you suck. Come on now. Cough up the goods.
That'd be awesome.
Just kidding. Nobody actually goes and expects to get anything from those things these days, do they?
I need to get some time actually messing around with stuff this week.
Who? What? Where? Huh?
What? A day, I'm definitely playing through Colors. I know that. Even the SOA office seems to have played for Colors.
Except for you.
Yeah, as usual.
You started it. You played it a little bit, just to kind of
I played early Code. And I played the E3 build for it. I played Colors more than I've done for most any blooming game for ages. I want another go on Free Riders, actually, as well.
Was that any good?
Because I had
opinion?
It was difficult to say because... The version of Free Riders I played was also on a very, very early version of Kinect.
So
you had a very, very early game on a very, very early
piece of kit. It's not a load of wind. It's not a system.
It wasn't then, no. What are you talking about? It's much better now. I've seen it being played now, and it's like, okay.
So it's getting there. You'd say that.
Yeah.
That's good to know. We like to have the heads up and say
it's good.
It's good.
Go in the right direction. It's good.
I'm pleased to hear your progress report. You may have your cookie.
Well, you finished trying to get me in trouble.
I'm not gonna get you in trouble. I never try to. You do it yourself. No, I'm just kidding. You've never been in trouble. You've never done anything wrong. You're kidding.
Many people who think of I'm doing bad stuff is you know who. Still waiting, incidentally, for your fantastic Scoop article.
God, yeah. Don't mention the name.
I'm not going to mention the name. Everyone
don't
knows.
The name.
Still waiting for this in-depth thing.
Just don't mention it. Don't bring that heathen, the other heathen, the other unspeakable evil into this house.
Yeah, copied contacted the Sega legal about it. You've got to get me in trouble about it.
They keep doing that. Now they're the ones who should probably keep their heads down for a while.
Doesn't know how PR works. This is the problem. Anyway. Yeah, but still waiting on that, you know.
The individual.
Threatening it for how many months? One and a half?
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Has he given up because he realized it's going to make him look like a laughing stock? I don't know.
It's more than a laughing stock at this point. He might hurt himself financially.
Who knows?
He could, if he's not careful. I'm just saying.
Blue Bloods is the bejeweled add-on for WoW.
There is. I've actually played that, and I've officially decided never to play it again. Same with Peggle, because it's really distracting. Oh, I can't tell you how many times that's messed me up. That's good for flights, though, because flights are good. But that's going to change.
Indeed.
Anyway.
More questions.
Question.
Oh, we didn't even answer that, did we?
No, you
didn't. Well, there's one more of the chat room didn't even answer it.
Well,
so
I don't... We can't force them to do shit.
I know. I'd say that... I'd actually say that Sonic succumbing to Amy's love would be more likely. Although whether or not it would be under the influence of something, you see.
Uh-oh. That would be suggestive of drug use. I don't think a Sonic team would approve.
Or mind control, which has happened before.
Mind control? When did we get mind control?
In Sonic X, I think there's been one of the cartoons there's been.
Well, who cares about Sonic X? I'm sorry.
The four kids executives.
And who are they again? Because trust
this
me.
This time we've done it for sure.
They've got some tags on their back, I think. They need to check.
Fishstick asks, what do you think of Australia and do you believe any of the stereotypes about Aussies? Gaw!
Aussies? I know about their speech. Their speech is exactly as we portray it as.
They're very good at sport.
Well, they're good at.
And they don't shut up about the fact that they are. Actually, well, not really at the moment, because we've kind of...
You won, but... Eh,
we've kind of whacked them.
For once recently. In how many years?
Actually, a few times recently.
Well,
that's different. We won the Ashes, and we've just won this one-day series. Mm-hmm. Rugby, we beat them the other day, although they're still very, very good indeed. Swimming, we're getting there. Cycling, we've got the advantage at the moment. Yeah. Any of the stereotypes about Aussies? Apart from shrimps, Barbies, wrestling crocodiles, and cork hats, there's not much else really, is there?
Wow, this horse has won 8 races. This horse is crazy. Sorry.
This horse is crazy.
Yep. And his name is Bella. Or her name, I should say. Is that a she? Because if it's a dude, I'm going to be creeped out. Discontinue your noisiness. Silence, infidel.
No one's listening anymore.
I know, they're all playing with themselves. Whatever, top Gear. Whatever. Top Gear? Top Gear's more interesting than us? You can watch it on the BBC iPlayer. Stop watching it.
Yeah, it's okay. Oh, well. Moving on. We'll finish these last few and then we'll be on our merry way, I think. Okay, would it be possible for Shadow to become happier? Yes.
That would make sense.
By application of resurrection to Maria.
Would kind of, you know, brighten his day. Anybody who can hook that bright, up, contact Sonic.
Would it brighten up his day? Don't you feel that...
No. He gets... you don't know it, but there's a little known fact that Shadow sunburns.
Well, it was a little known fact that they actually have the same soul, so...
Who? What? Where? When? How?
Shadow and Maria have the same soul.
What about soul? Wait a minute!
Well, his soul is based on Maria's.
I don't think that...
In battle!
I haven't played
Sonic
through
What do you mean you haven't played through Sonic Battle? I've got your Sonic Battle
I
card.
I haven't it is finished fi- it, and it
yes,
was...
Yes, it is! It was finished!
It was Crystal's
you completed,
game.
Was it really Crystal's game?
Yeah, and she gave it to
me.
And I don't think I actually ever truly played.
See, I have completed it now. But trust me, his and Emil's souls are based upon Rhea's.
Alright.
It's in the story!
No,
okay?
I'm not talking about just the story, but how would that make any sort of logical sense? Except for some sort of configuration in their sort of behavioral patterns.
Look,
and
Professor Gerald Robotnik is a genius, okay?
Apparently,
and unfortunately,
you're not going to explain it, are you? Oh, dear.
All I've told you is what the game says! It's,
yes, how the game is right. The game
well,
is
you've
right.
not explained it. I'm going to.
It would be nice to have a little explanation. I'm sorry, but that's a dot, dot, dot. What the
well,
fuck?
Well, a little explanation. Yeah, it would be nice. Unfortunately, the man is dead. So it's rather difficult for me to ring him up and ask.
He was happy
okay?
to explain the end of the world, but he's not happy enough to explain what the hell is going on with Shadow. What the hell?
I think we've gone past figuring out what's going on with Shadow, to be honest.
I think we need to kind of define his
to both. Oh, to both of us. Which do you think is best, Sonic Adventure 1 or Adventure 2? Adventure 2. From my point of view, I don't rate Adventure 1 that much.
It was further along in the technology. It was further. I like the story better, frankly, in general. I don't. It's not like I don't like Chaos, because I do like Chaos.
Chaos?
Zero. But, no, I quite like Chaos Zero quite a lot, actually. That was my icon for one of my DeviantArt accounts, is just snuggling up to Chaos Zero, trust me.
Yes, I recall.
I love that little guy, he's
so funky. So, was it Adventure 1 or Adventure 2 is the best?
Of course Adventure 2. You had the multiplayer, which was so awesome. I'm sorry, we played that for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and you just don't get sick of it. Back in the day.
Now, this is very interesting. Because the question is for you. Mm-hmm. So last question as well, so what's it like to be married? Just curious.
In my experience personally, and I have been asked this a few times, if you even do a stray comment, I'm gonna hurt you. Anyway, as long as
that's the answer.
No, it's not. But it is just a little window as to sometimes how it goes. But now being married is you know, when you're in a relationship with a guy. This is me being realistic and not funny and all that stuff, so, you know, pay attention if you're gonna, don't if you're not. But, you know, if you're in a relationship with a guy and you've got somebody you can feel comfortable with and be around and the whole nine, the difference between being a boyfriend and girlfriend and taking that to the next step is you live with each other. And if you can tolerate each other and get by on a day-to-day basis, it's no different. I mean, you'll have to deal with different situations as a team, or at least kind of lend responsibilities to one or the other, but honestly, it's not as different as you'd think. As a matter of fact, it's very surreal for us to look at each other and go, you're my husband, and you're my wife, and it's like, yeah.
That is true.
Admit it, it's just like one of those dot, 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 we're actually married. What? But no, I mean, it's not as weird as it gets, although it's kind of a nice thing to hear and say, and little Kevy loves to have his little wifey and all that, so it's.
I
just
do love her, believe it or not.
But I know I'm
very
such
much
a,
indeed.
I'm such a, but you just get that nice feeling of having not to worry about the rings of relationship where you know you could fall out over an argument or something like that. I mean, it takes work, and I definitely would read up before, you know, getting into any deep relationships with other people, because I mean, a little bit of compromise and a little bit of forgiveness goes a long way, especially if you just kind of, you know, let the little things go, because it's the little things that kind of just happen day to day, so you just get used to it. It's the only family you get to pick, so pick carefully. That is my words of wisdom for the day.
Anika, that's got a very quick question. Is that, will there be a new cover of a song or a new one altogether for this year's SOS? I actually was dancing, but I don't know.
Well, you whipped the other one up pretty quick, if I recall, so I don't know.
We'll have to wait and see.
I don't remember, to be frank.
Right, that's it. On those thoughtful words, we will leave you with Dreams Come True featuring Akon with Sweet, 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 the Japanese version. I've been Archange UK.
I've been Echo Hawk.
And we will see you next week. Definitely next week.
Definitely.
Not sure about the week after, but definitely next week.
We'll see how it goes.
Oh, incidentally, Iron Candy Show. The 6th anniversary is either iron or candy.
That's what it said.
That's why it's called that.
Mm-hmm.
See you next week.